Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's bring in Ronald Kessler now. He's a former investigative reporter for The Washington Post, including in the Watergate era. He's written three books about the FBI. Ron, your first thoughts when you heard of the firing in a letter from Donald Trump after another from the Justice Department's second-in-command, Rod Rosenstein?
Well, I think I was shocked like everybody else. I do think that Comey is a man of integrity. I understand the quandary he was in. But looking deeper into it, I see Rod Rosenstein, highly respected, worked for both Democrats and Republicans, who's now the Deputy Attorney General, is the one who recommended the firing. And it's based on the fact that Comey went outside of all prosecutorial rules by simply holding a press conference about what the FBI found about Hillary Clinton's email situation. And I can understand that Rosenstein felt that this guy could go off the deep end again and hold some other press conference.
So you accept the reasoning, Ron, but hold on a second here, because you wrote last fall in October 2016 that Mr. Comey found himself in a difficult position. I'm quoting you. If he had kept quiet about the reopening of the investigation until after the presidential election, he could have been accused by Republicans of covering up for Mrs. Clinton. By disclosing the new information before the election, he opened himself up to being accused by Democrats of favoring Donald Trump. You yourself said that he had no other choice. So there's that. And then there's also the fact that there is now this new ongoing investigation into connections with Russian interference with the election. If your reasoning holds, why wouldn't the Trump administration fire Comey day one?
Well, because it wasn't until April 25th that Rosenstein was confirmed as Deputy Attorney General. And as soon as he got the job, he started looking into this. So it's not some huge conspiracy, as some claim, that it's like the Watergate situation and the massacre. I sat next to Woodward and Bernstein during Watergate at the Washington Post, and I can tell you that there's absolutely no comparison. In that situation, you had real criminal charges against the president that were ready to be prosecuted. And Nixon fired the prosecutor. He also tried to suppress the FBI investigation, made up claims that the CIA had sensitive information that the FBI was going into. So there's absolutely no comparison.
But hold on, Ron. Hold on, Ron, because you're right that there were criminal charges. This was the cover-up of a burglary that turned out to be tied to Nixon's reelection campaign. There were tapes that revealed the cover-up. His aides, close aides like John Dean, admitted that they knew about the cover-up, knew about the burglary. But we don't yet know what the FBI and other investigations into possible Russian connections with the Trump campaign will show. We don't know. You have no concerns about that?
I don't, because, if Trump really were trying to suppress the investigation, there would be an H-bomb. I mean, the FBI agents would all come out publicly about it. You know, you're certainly right that we don't know for sure what the FBI has going with this investigation. I'm just giving my opinion that it's going to be just Flynn and Carter Page.
Well, some would say that's enough. You know, some would say that, for instance, in the case of Michael Flynn, President Trump was told that Flynn had misrepresented his connections to Russians. He could be, open to blackmail. And he wasn't fired. Flynn wasn't fired for 18 days until it was leaked by The Washington Post.
Well, that is troubling that it took that long. But you know, in the end, he did do it. He did do the right thing. And now it's history. It really is unfortunate that he did choose Flynn to begin with. Yeah. No question.
Well, look, I mean, you know, as the Democrats are saying, if he'd have been fired sooner, perhaps that would send a different message than being fired in the middle of a separate investigation into Russian connections. But
sure.
So you believe that Donald Trump has fired James Comey because of what James Comey did to Hillary Clinton in the election?
That simply based on the memo from Rod Rosenstein, who's highly respected by all sides, I think that is the reason. I don't think there's any any possibility that the investigation is going to be suppressed by anybody, because you simply can't do that in this day and age and get away with it.
That's Ronald Kessler, former investigative reporter for The Washington Post, author of several books, including several on the FBI. Ron, thanks as always.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.